Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow!
If you get better on third down on both sides of the ball, that little thing makes you that much better. I was telling the team this morning, I believe we got a little bit better this week. We went 36% out of whatever it was, 4 of 11, whatever the case may be. You get two more of those, which we were very possible to get you 56 and you're number one in the league.
Right.
Is that small of a difference? Is that small of a metric? But that metric helps you change some of the things we just talked about, time possession, plays for your offense, staying out there, playing a little bit of soccer with these guys, keeping people away.
Did he say soccer?
Staying out of those possessions where you got to go win it at the end. Like, those are the things that all matter.
Did he say soccer?
I think so.
Because I heard it yesterday, too, and I was like, I don't want to derail.
Plays for your offense, staying out there, playing a little bit of soccer with these guys, keeping people away.
That's not soccer.
What did he say?
Saga?
I'm not sure.
Playing a little bit of soccer with these
guys. I heard it yesterday, and I was like, did he say soccer? Am I going to ask? No, we got don't have that much time. We got a million more important things to talk about. But anyway, he's right. Are metrics the same thing as stats? Also unimportant.
But yeah.
He did talk a lot about metrics. Yeah. I know stats are for losers, but I guess metrics. Anyway, he's right. Like, a couple plays here and there take you from being 29th in the NFL on third down conversions to top 15 in the NFL, top half of the NFL, which is where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of prolonged drives take you from being 31st in the NFL in time of possession to being top half of the NFL, hopefully even top 10 in the NFL in time of possession. But it's also so much more complicated than that. Like, those little things are really hard. Otherwise, they'd be doing them, right? They need to do them tonight, and they need to start focusing on getting better at them.
Right.
But it's kind of an oversimplification to be like, yeah, well, if we did one or two things, well, then we wouldn't be worst at it. Well, if you weren't worst at it, then you would have done them.
Yeah. We always talk about complimentary football. And then would you call it
insulting?
Insulting.
They've been playing
insulting type football.
Yeah.
They got to get out of that phase. And he's right. But because the thing about the rankings and whatever you talk about in the NFL, everything is it's not a big margin.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, the littlest thing can bump you from 30 to 22.
Oh, yeah. At the end of the year, the time of possession difference between the team that has, like, the fifth best and the fifth worst will be minimal.
Yeah.
But the difference in those minimal numbers and those little moments are because the other team's better. You know what I mean? Like, most teams aren't. There's not a lot of blowouts in the NFL, obviously. There's not a lot of lopsided victories.
Correct.
Because most of these teams are fairly evenly
Correct.
Matched. You just have a couple guys that are better here or better there, or you make a better play here. And games are won. All four Falcons games this year have been won by these tiny little razor-thin margins. So, again,
but that's a lot of the NFL
games. Of course it is.
It's a lot of NFL
games. Of course it is. But over the course of 17, when you go 7-10, it's because you missed out on those razor-thin margins over the course of time. All I'm saying is we know it's razor-thin. We know you have to fix a couple of things. It's just easier said than done. Hopefully they do it.
What you were talking about, that margin, everything like that, that can be a four-game flip.
Sure, absolutely.
I mean, that's how close it is, like you're saying.
Think about last year.
Yes, exactly.
Think about last year, how easy 10-7
would
have been.
A four-game flip.
Yeah.
But the thing about it could also be a four-game flip the other day.
Exactly right.
And so that's where I look at the fact they're in the middle of both of those.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't get it corrected, they got to stop the run. They got to stop the run on first down. I think that's the biggest thing. Stop the run on first down because I don't know what their average is, but it always looked like the other team's jerseys are on the other side of their line of scrimmage. All right, on first down when they're running the football. We know this. We talked to Arch yesterday. They're going to play that cloud coverage, that too high shell, so nothing gets over their heads or anything like that. They're going to have to come out of that eventually. And that's the thing. That's why they probably won't be a really good run defense, because they won't come out of it.
Yeah.
They got to come out of it. They got to get an extra man down in there because they can't hold up front. So if you bring that extra man down there, and I think you can do that because Jesse is good enough. Jesse is one of the best free safeties involved. Eventually, you're going to have to bring that eighth man up.
Yeah.
All right? Yeah, no, you don't want to. That's why they're playing it too high. Don't want to give it the big play. That's why you pay damn A.J. Terrell all that damn money. Let him cover.
The other thing about this team, just this matchup specifically, because everything you're saying is right, big picture for what the Falcons need to do to try to stop the run. The Bucs will abandon the run.
Yeah.
Like, the Bucks will hit, bang their head against the wall for a little while in the first quarter. Rashad White's averaging 2.8 yards a carry.
That's what I'm saying.
That's awful.
Yes.
Like, you can't live like that. Now, Bucky Irving's better, but he's more of like a home run type threat. Now, they give him the ball, though. Like, Bucky's going to get the ball.
Dude, he's a third down menace.
Oh, he's a menace. He's an absolute menace.
Yes.
You think Jack's a menace trying to sneak dog food running down the... Now, Bucky's not that much bigger than Jack. But he's faster, though. He's faster. And he's a guy that tonight, like, if you're not careful... He'll sneak one or two of those like you said, third downs and turn him from a third and seven into a touchdown. Like, if you're not, he's such a sneaky little shifty back in the backfield. But they will give up on the run and just put the ball in Baker Mayfield's hands.
And that could play to your advantage because you know that.
It should play
to your advantage. Let's go get him. Now, we know, and you remember I asked Rod yesterday about how do we get the pass rush, how they get the pass rush going and everything like that. And he's absolutely right. Depends on the quarterback you're playing against. All right? When you talk about playing against two running quarterbacks, it's hard as hell to sack him. All right.
It's hard to sack him.
Now, Baker, they want to get the ball out fast.
He's been sacked 15 times this year.
Who, Baker has?
Yeah.
Oh, well, how many did Denver have?
Yeah, a lot.
Because Denver just wrecked shop.
Denver did. They beat the hell. Denver's a good defense.
Denver wrecked shop, and the most important thing they did was they got Baker off his spot.
Yeah.
They got him off his spot. So can the Falcons do that stuff?
Let me give you that number real quick. Yes. I can tell you exactly how many times they sacked him because I am interested to know.
Yes. So
seven of them. So half of them came against Denver.
Exactly.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah, so it can be done.
Yeah.
You just got to do it. Falcons have four sacks the whole year, by the way. Denver had seven one game.
You know what? How about we do this? Until they get double digits, can we not say how many sacks they have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gladly. Okay. I've been trying.
Yeah. Let's not say the number anymore. Let's just... They need more sacks. Wouldn't have been that.
I tried to abandon that sack envy.
It's not going anywhere.
Keeps flaring up.
Yep, not going anywhere.
Like herpes.
Yep.